For you, the clash of arms, nor the comfort of a woman's charms. Not for you, a hero's return, nor bright-eyed children to call your a vagabond love, a lonely heart, traversing the globe on a complex path. From Prussia to Russia, your home occupied by marauding powers who unified to annihilate a democracy wherein all citizens could be free. From thence to France and Africa, onwards to England, whence call your star. The new world's beckoned as explorers return. Honorable night, without a soul, once it was given, you kept your word, ever true and ever bold. So your story will be told. Justice, thy greatest aspiration, for every single person and nation.
Born in an age of turmoil, of freedom's banners soaring, hallowed heads were tumbling with other despots roaring. You were caught up in the romance while your heroes were still alive, of a world both just and righteous, giving means for all to thrive. Orphaned at 10, you knew the pain then of separation from siblings, from home, from Glen. When you moved as a teen to Kraków, the stones still remembered the pledge for the freedom of your country that Kościuszko hoped to fledge. When you joined the Thuringian Uhlans in the Polish regiment, you emulated Pulaski, a legend in ascent. It wasn't your calling, this bloody long warring. You were to establish something more enduring. Love found you but once, though forever. It was mutual but in vain. You wrote so many letters. Did she write back just the same? You were her steadfast champion. She was your constant dream. The crystal clarity of both your souls survived the unforeseen. A single flower was her dower from the highest peak of mountainous power. Crossing the vastness of oceans, you surveyed so many lands, living like a native studying cultures within indigenous bands. Copper, gold and silver could have brought you wealth and more, though you sought treasured knowledge to embed within your core. All those chains of worldly aims, while you discounted such lofty claims. Anon came the Irish famine, so you shouldered that task too, to raise the funds to bring them arms and education's brew. Afterwards, you considered where they could find a better life, away from persecution, away from war and strife, where spirits roamed with all they owned, on Australia's shores they were rehomed.
Until thy last exhalation, justice, thy greatest aspiration, for every single person and nation, does we chant an ovation. Respect and honor be to thee, Strzelecki, Paul Edmund Strzelecki. You were only just one man, yet a real hero for every land, ever true and ever bold. So your story has been told. Respect and honor be to thee, Strzelecki. Po Edmund Strzelecki.